You're wired in.
SmallCapVoice.com.
Following is a presentation of SmallCapVoice.com, today's leader in investor relations, capital formation, and retail support. Now, with your online business briefing, SmallCapVoice.com's Stuart T. Smith.
Welcome back, everybody, and once again, thanks so much for joining us here today at SmallCapVoice.com. 20 years in business, shining a spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays here in the microcap markets today. And to that end, we're speaking with Cannabis Global, Inc. You can find them at that website, CannabisGlobalInc.com. We're lucky enough to be joined by the CEO of the company, Armen Tabataba-E. The company is traded on the OTC under the ticker symbol CBGL. So get to that website now. Follow along with us as we learn about the company from the CEO. Armen, thanks so much for taking the time to call in. Great to speak with you.
Pleasure is mine. Thank you, Stuart, for your time. Very excited.
Well, we're excited as well to learn about your company, and let's start there. Obviously, your shareholders know who you are, but for the listeners of this program and potential investors, let's talk about the business model and the markets you operate in for Cannabis Global, Inc.
Sure. Thanks, Stuart. We're really excited about what we've created. We started about a little over a year ago, and in that short time, we've done some pretty incredible stuff. We are primarily a cannabinoid sciences company. We've taken technologies we've created to design a series of new products, mainly under the Hemp You Can Feel brand name. And we're pretty passionate about the Hemp You Can Feel brand name. It's been our basic belief that most CBD preparations don't really do anything. So we set out to create something new, a product line based on hemp extracts that you could actually feel.
Yeah, there's so much to learn about your products, and the company does a great job of keeping its investors in the know. Using that ticker symbol, CBGL, use the dateline October 13th. I'm an accountant by trade. Love to see a headline like this. Cannabis Global pre-announces expected $2.3 million increase in net assets. Let's put that in perspective, listeners. This is 2020. This is the year of hiccups. And you, Armen, have your company operating at a high rate. Congratulations for you on that. You're the CEO and our guest today. Let's learn a little bit about your background.
Sounds great, Stuart. Thanks for asking that. So overall, I was going to talk about the management team, but don't want to spend too much time on it because I really want to talk about the fantastic technologies that we have. But I come from a background in the industry. I've worked with some other publicly traded companies as well as a consultant. But the management team and the board of directors are all industry veterans in the cannabis space and in the corporate finance space. We're using our experiences to make a big impact in the cannabis marketplace.
Well, let's get into those technologies. I've read you have several provisional patents pending. Let's talk about the technology for those patents.
Excellent. Well, great question, Stuart. So that's one of my favorite subjects lately. Since about a short year ago, we have developed some great technologies. Many of them are very complex, but most centered around ways to get cannabinoids into human body for maximum health benefits and effects. So there's actually six provisional patents that we have filed, but I wanted to take a few moments to talk about just three of them. The first of these is our coffee pod dosing system. We have developed a product line that enables producers of coffee pods to very simply and inexpensively add cannabinoids to their Keurig cup, aka K-cup style coffee pods. We have taken our internally developed CBD fusions and created water-soluble tablets that simply are dropped into a coffee pot in the manufacturing process. So the test results have been fantastic, and we really think that this will revolutionize the cannabinoids and even vitamins and, of course, coffee pods too. The second provisional patent that we're very excited about is our powdered cannabinoid-containing bee honey. So let me explain that a little bit. It's actually quite difficult to create a powdered honey or powdered bee honey that can be used in foods and beverages. We've taken a fantastic technology created by one of our partners, Phytopharma, which is an Israeli company, and created a new way to deliver their incredible technology. And let me just take a second to explain that. The Phytopharma created a method called bee fuse technology developed by Elon B. Simon, where honeybees are given hemp extracts. the honeybees then use that hemp extract to create cannabinoid-containing honey. It's incredible stuff because it's actually processed through the bee, and what comes out is a truly water-soluble compound. We then invented a way to create a powder version of this technology without using any chemicals whatsoever. We even process it at room temperature to preserve all the natural enzymes. We recently filed a provisional patent on the powder technology, which we are already using it in our products. This other patent that I will discuss, I think, could be the most significant for us. We've used pharmaceutical-grade techniques to create new nanoparticles for cannabinoids. It took quite a while, to be honest with you, Stuart, to do this, but we've created a series of new formulations and techniques along the way. But we've had a lot of success and have ended up with a technology that we think could revolutionize the industry. First of all, we're able to create these nanoparticle infusions without any of the dangerous chemicals used in other technologies. The second major benefit of this new technology is the potential for increased bioavailability. This just simply means that a manufacturer of, let's say, a food or beverage could perhaps use one-tenth the amount of cannabinoids, but receive 10 times more effect. So, Stuart, imagine what this technology could do to the entire industry's cost model. We recently improved upon the technology further, and we're in the process of right now finalizing an additional patent application. So, in summary, while we have filed 6 provisional patents, the 3 most important to us currently are the coffee pot dosing technologies, the powder honey based on the fantastic developments created by Israeli partner Phytopharma. We think most significantly the current provisional patent and the upcoming provisional patent on the nanotechnology that we think could rewrite the cost model for large segments of the industry.
Well, very good. Armin, let's talk a little bit about this year, 2020. You've given us a lot right there, but obviously the pandemic had to cause some hiccups for your company. As you look back on this year, what would you say are some of the major milestones for your company?
Obviously, as you mentioned, Stuart, it's been a very interesting year, to say the least. A lot of hiccups. We've been having to deal with a lot of circumstances just like everybody else is, but we continue our work on hemp. You can feel nanoparticles. We have done a lot of work on our productization and increased our research direction into the exotic and lesser-known cannabinoids such as THCV and CBN of the world. They're the non-psychoactive derivatives of the cannabinoids family, and several research studies shown that THCV possibly could act as an appetite suppressant, and the CBN, which has appeared to possibly be a sleep aid. A lot of research needs to be done in these areas, however, and we're surprised that the body of research are very limited currently. But we worked through a lot of ups and downs. We were able to get a couple of our products on Amazon platform. We were able to launch our products on some of our partner websites, such as RxLeaf and CannaDish.net, which are doing fantastic. And we worked towards increasing our distribution partnerships and grow fundamentally and close more deals by towards end of this year. And this all have been worked throughout, including what we've been doing on the nanoparticle front of the technology.
Well, we don't have much time left in this year, but I know you've got a lot going on. I've looked at some partnership work that you're doing with MCOA is the ticker symbol, listeners, MCOA. You can pull them up and learn a little bit more about Marijuana Company of America. Let's talk a little bit about the union you're doing with that company.
Sure, sounds great. Actually, MCOA, the Marijuana Company of America, great partners, and they love our products. That's a great thing about them. And what we love about them is that how much of an outreach they have domestically and internationally. Recently they've been working on a lot of projects, trying to move into new fronts, such as Europe and especially in South America. And through the partnership, we'll be able to work it out and send some of our products through their platform and enter a new market, which is exciting for us. They're amazing in working on marketing and partnership with foreign companies, and we really appreciate the partnership.
So in addition to that, what else does the company have on its agenda here to wrap up 2020?
We will continue on our research that I've been doing. We will work out the rest of remaining of the year to work through some of the deals that we have on the table as far as the partnership goes, launching new distribution channels. There's a lot of things that have been worked on. We're getting getting ready to file our 10K, which, as you mentioned earlier, you know, we had significant improvements to our balance sheet, and we're approximately, you know, up about 2.3, 2.4 million in assets on the balance sheet. And one of the increases is obviously attributed to the recent investment we did in Natural Plant Extract of California under MPE, which represents about 19% of the outstanding capital stock of that company. It's a fully licensed psychoactive cannabinoid manufacturing and distribution business, which operates in Linwood, California, all licensed. Additionally, we also expect an additional step-up of tangible assets of about $650,000, and that's related to the recently announced share exchange that we did with strategic and marketing partnership with Marijuana Company of America that we just talked about.
Well, listeners, we've been speaking to Cannabis Global, Inc., ticker symbol CBGL. Website again, cannabisglobalinc.com. I want to thank our guest today, Armin Tabataba-E, CEO and chairman of the company. I want to tell you to keep an eye on this company and the press wire using that ticker symbol CBGL. For Armin Tabataba-E, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
SmallCapVoice.com, today's leader in investor relations, capital formation, and retail support, provides its clients with the highest level of service. Our audio interviews are disseminated to one of the largest opt-in audiences available today. How? We at SmallCapVoice.com believe in aligning and affiliating ourselves with other leaders within the investor relations community. By sharing resources, each affiliated firm is made that much stronger and each client is served that much better. Our focus is to identify and provide the very best financial services and solutions available to clients and their shareholders. For more information about our services, please call us at 512-267-2430 or visit us on the web at www.smallcapvoice.com. This is a broadcast of SmallCapVoice.com, a financial communications and investor relations firm. SmallCapVoice.com receives payment for investor relations and financial consulting services that it provides to its clients. You should assume that officers, directors, and employees of SmallCapVoice.com or financial analysts mentioned and their families hold a position and intend to trade in these securities for their own accounts. This is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, an investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This broadcast does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by SmallCapVoice.com as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice.